Let's get the show going, huh, audience?
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to another exciting week of Team Awesome Morning Party.
Is it exciting? Yes.
Oh, I thought you were asking me.
No. Yeah, well, I was asking a question and then I answered it.
Yes.
Myself.
Oh.
Yeah. I handled it.
You did.
I got that one handled.
Dude, speaking of handling things, I'm not handling the last 24 hours well.
Oh. Yesterday, Steve-O's precious Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Once again.
They were handed a chance to win. And then that poor kicker guy.
Ryan Lindell, he's not a poor kicker. He's fired.
He didn't do the thing.
He should be fired.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, he cried yesterday, too. Lots of crying going on.
Oh, there's no crying in football.
There was one point yesterday where I had to say, Steve-O. And he said, yes. I said, I have good news for you. And he said, what's that? And I said, it's just football.
No!
It's just a football game.
No!
But he kept crying. And then, just when that crying ended, we watched our shows last night.
God!
We watched our stories. One of those stories being Breaking Bad.
Ugh.
And
no spoilers.
Good grief.
It's too much,
dude. That's the only spoiler I'm going to give out.
Much.
Good grief.
Ugh. I didn't sleep well.
I will say this. It's very well written because I could have never called what's going on.
I did not sleep well.
Oh, man.
Static.
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good.
How you doing?
Hey, sorry about your team and everything, man, but would you mind playing some Malian and Sons of Disasters, Holman and Gray?
I can get some of that on for you.
Right on, man.
All right, man.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Speaking of lonely graves.
You're going to be okay.
I know.
We're going to make it in this world.
Yeah, for everybody watching crazy television right now.
What is going to happen?
What the heck? It's just too much.
It is too much. I can't even process it.
Yeah.
I don't want to process it.
Yeah.
I just want to get through this wonderful Monday morning.
Yeah, so we can head out to...
the State Fair.
One of our favorite places to be.
If we get to go today.
Yeah, we will. Come on, rain. Come on, rain. Yeah, so dependent upon the weather, but I think we're good. I think we're solid. I think we're set up to go.
We should be there. We should do a weather forecast. Where's that Intella thing?
Up and coming.
Intellicast.
So, we have the New Mexico State Fair.
We do.
Expo New Mexico.
Expo.
Corner of Heritage and Main, broadcasting live from 2 to 5 today.
We have a van out there and a little gazebo.
Mm-hmm. And I wore flip-flops.
He did. It's a nice little setup.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come see us.
I was being trusting that the weather would permit. Because we always say weather permitting.
The weather shall permit. The weather unpermitted.
Yeah.
There was a lot of flooding in the area.
Yeah.
On Friday night.
Man. So my in-laws were camping down south New Mexico, and they almost got stuck near TRC because of the flooding that was going on in the area. Sure. I know throughout the state it's been pretty crazy. They've issued evacuations in places.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
I learned the other day that TRC is,
yes,
Truth or Consequences.
Yeah, and they named that after the game show.
Really?
Truth or Consequences, the game.
Wow.
I'm not joking.
Sounds like it doesn't even make sense.
I can't remember what it was called beforehand. I'm losing out on New Mexico trivia right now. This is real. Stever.
Hey, buddy.
Hot Springs.
Hot Springs.
It was called Hot Springs, and then they renamed it Truth or Consequences.
Yes. Yes.
I thought that was an Old West name.
They renamed it Truth or Consequences based on the game show, and I don't remember why, but really, is it that important?
It is to me.
Oh, okay. Got some requested music for Maylene. It's Monday.
It is Monday. What are we going to do, everybody?
Mad Lib Monday, maybe?
Oh, we might do that.
Hmm? No. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you then.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Woo!
Yeah.
6:31.
6:31. Hey, let's do weather forecast.
Ooh, we got weather?
There is weather.
We don't have like a...
Weather.
Weather!
That'll work. Okay, today, I need something in the background. I can't just talk about weather. I can't talk about humidity with no music.
Man.
I can't talk about precipitation.
What did you want me to do?
Let's see here. Wait, what's the next page?
Oh, man.
Guys, this is what we do when we don't have any ideas. We talk about them out loud, so it sounds like we're doing something. But, just do Billie Jean. It's perfect weather music.
Right?
It's perfect music for anything. Anyway, today, we are going to have weather. It looks like we have a chance for isolated thunderstorms.
Okay.
But the chance of rain is only 30%.
All right.
It's going to be a high of 78, low of 61. It's going to be a mix of clouds and sun with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Wind south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, stray thunderstorms possible through the evening. A few clouds, low 61. Winds east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. The UV index today is very high.
What does that even mean?
It means you need to wear sunscreen.
Oh, okay.
The relative humidity is 57%.
I don't know.
What are you guys going to do?
I don't know what any of this means.
No snow, 36% cloud coverage. What this means is we're going to go to the state fair today.
That's right!
It's going to be a little hot, but that's because it's going to be kind of humid.
Okay.
And we need to wear our sunscreen. That's
Can
what
do.
That means.
All right.
That's your weather forecast with me, Mateo.
Weather brought to you by Harvest America. Coming up in just a few short weekends. Are you excited about this?
I really am excited.
Your wife's going to be here.
She is.
Christian Asoy is going to be here.
She is.
We'll be hearing from Greg Laurie. Simulcast from Philadelphia.
That's going to be awesome. I want to do a Mad Lib, but I don't know where the book is.
We got Mad Lib Monday.
Hang on. I bet it's in Mitch's office.
It's right there.
Where?
I'm staring at it.
Where?
We got that, but first.
I see it.
It's 6:33.
You know what that means.
It's time for breaking news.
Let's do it.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Starting off slow on a Monday morning, breaking news. All you need to know with me, Mateo. 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 You
nice.
Have to call me that from now on.
Mateo.
Mateo. A new book claims that the 1981-1982 New York Knicks would miss shots on purpose to help their cocaine dealer win bets.
Oh, man.
Yes. That's all the information I have about that. I do not know the name of the book, so it could just be made up. Who knows? Miss New York won the Miss America pageant last night.
Oh, good job. I didn't know they still did that.
They do, apparently. She is the first contestant of Indian heritage and the second consecutive contestant from New York to win the pageant. How can you say you don't know what this is?
No, I know what it is.
We were watching Breaking Bad, and this guy was running in the other room going, "Oh, my God! Miss New York! Miss California came in second! No, Miss California!"
Did she really come in second?
Yeah, that's what it says right there. Miss California Crystal Lee was first runner-up.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
I didn't watch, but I heard on the news that they're back in New Jersey after like 6 years in Las Vegas. The original place they did that was New Jersey, so they're kind of going back to tradition.
Bringing it back. Bringing heritage back around.
Just as long as it remains a contest where people are judged only by the way they look, I will still support it. If they change anything else about it, if they start changing it by personality or how somebody's really is, like inside, if they have a good heart or if they're a nice person,
yeah,
I'm not watching anymore because then it's just trash. Paula Deen made her first public appearance in months. When the Texas audience gave her a standing ovation, she cried. In the Bronx, an 18-year-old woman was arrested after she snatched an iPod from a 2-year-old in a stroller. She took it like it was taking candy from a baby.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Except it was an iPod. Speaking of babies, a raid in the building housing a New York daycare. This says the building housing the daycare, not the actual daycare. Found more than a kilo of cocaine.
Oh, my gosh.
1,000 oxycodone
pills. Can we not do this anymore?
And a gun. Breaking Bad, man.
I don't want to do this anymore. TV is getting too gnarly.
It's real.
I can't do it. I don't want to do ranking news anymore. My stomach can't take it.
Your tummy hurts.
It does!
Kanye West has been charged with criminal battery and attempted grand theft.
Gosh, dude.
Boulder, Colorado is still flooded. Do you want me to read something happy?
Please!
All right. Ready for this, Steve-O?
I guess!
Give me some dramatic music.
What do you mean? The breaking news is dramatic music.
Okay, I'll take
Ready?
It.
Ready? Here.
Some holy water is full of crap.
What? Oh, is this that contaminated holy water?
A new study
by
the Medical University of Vienna has revealed that some holy water has a lot of bacteria in it.
Yeah.
The study showed that approximately 86% of the holy water, often used for baptisms and wedding churches members' lips, contain bacteria common to fecal matter, that's poo-poo, such as E. coli, Enterococci, I don't know, and Campylobacter, I don't know. The study, which has been published in the Journal of Water and Health, also pointed out that the larger the church or chapel was, the more bacteria it contained.
That's because everybody's dipping their hand in it.
Have I ever told you my holy water story?
No, I don't want to know. Nope.
I have a story.
Nope.
It's pertinent.
Pertinent to
it's breaking news.
I saw that yesterday, and it's actually making people really ill.
Wow. That's no fun.
I know.
The thinnest glass ever is just 2 atoms thick. A small pane of glass just 2 atoms thick has entered the 2014 Guinness Book of World Records as the thinnest sheet of glass in the world. Cornell University, Andy Bernard, Nardog, says the glass can break, but it's actually much more flexible than regular glass. Interesting. And
yeah,
now
it's like 2 atoms thick.
The best thing ever.
Okay, please give me some good news.
There is a clown freaking people out in England.
No.
Yes. Play scary music for me right now. Scary. A policeman warning, or a police warning, has been released because a clown has been scaring the residents of Northampton, England.
Ugh.
A man dressing up in a full clown costume with makeup, also carrying red, yellow, white, and blue balloons, has been walking around freaking people out.
Well, yeah.
The man has been described as having red haired, he's got a red wig on, white, pale face, a bald cap, fake painted on eyebrows, and red lipstick. The Twitter hashtag Northampton Clown has also grown in popularity. People from across the town have started to use this to keep residents updated on the clown's whereabouts. You can't tell me if there was a clown walking around. If we looked out that window and there was a man dressed as a clown staring in here,
talking, smiling,
you can't tell me you wouldn't be terrified.
Of course I would be.
You know what I would do? I would scream and then immediately take a picture and tweet hashtag static radio clown. I just found him. He's by the skate park. He's at the mix. Watch out, kids. Oh no, he's going to Solomon's porch. No, Anastasia, get out of there. Ian, before you go, can you make me a burrito? But hurry, Ian, the clown. Oh, the clown got Ian. That's your breaking news.
Oh, man. breaking news. Brought to you by our wonderful friends in the City Harmonic.
Yes.
They'll be here Sunday, September 22nd, 6 p.m. Yeah, you know.
You know.
Rocking such jams as Manifesto, Mountaintop, City Harmonic, y'all.
Our God is an awesome God. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday! Monday's the best day of the week. Everybody agrees.
I'm excited. We got a Mad Lib coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, everybody.
We're going to do Mad Lib Monday. And here's why. Because I posted on Facebook, Team Awesome Morning Party audience question. Should we do Mad Lib Monday? Yay or nay? And Brian says, yes. I already prayed about it for you guys.
Clope Bears!
So I said, thanks, Bri! And we're going to do it. Now that he's gotten the hard work out of the way.
Yep.
It's a good thing. Stever.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, sorry about your Eagles yesterday.
Oh, it's all right. You know.
Did you cry about it like Steve-O did?
No, not really. We had a rough season last year, and, you know, the guys put 30 points on the board.
Yeah.
So defense needs to step up a little bit. But we're in first place in the NFC. He's the best division in football.
Yeah, that's great for you. Oh, yeah, best division. 1-1 is the best record in that division.
If it ain't SEC, I ain't care about it. I guess that make me stupid, ain't it?
Kinda. You guys watch college football, too?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we watched Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Which is where...
Team?
I had on my Mississippi State shirt.
You really did. And we were watching the... Notre Dame game they were playing in Purdue, and I said, I can't watch this anymore, and I turned it off. And guess what? We won.
Yep. Hey, I'm not going to lie. When I saw UNM was playing Pitt, I thought, wow.
Yeah, coach, we watched that game, too.
Coach has got a schedule.
Yeah.
And then it was bad.
It was. We watched said game.
Oh, yeah, we watched part of it.
Yeah, remember? Yeah. We turned it on, and we were only losing by 29 points at that point. Yeah.
State was playing Auburn. Yeah. And I'm talking about Mississippi State. They were playing Auburn, and they ended up losing. But Ole Miss won, and they were playing Texas.
Yep.
They beat the Longhorns.
Yeah, we watched a lot of college football.
There's our football up.
There you go.
Hey, it's the 259th day of 2013, only 106 days remaining.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because Steve-O hates 2013.
I'm ready for 2014. I really am.
It's the future.
I like even numbers.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, one of my favorite old-time shows to go back and watch.
Leave it to Beaver.
Yep.
It's Ward Beaver's birthday.
No, it's one of the kids' friends.
Cleaver Beaver.
Gomer Pyle.
Nope. Ed Begley Jr., who played Whitey, and you've seen him. He was, you know.
You see me.
Ed Begley, tall, blonde guy with glasses. You'd know him if you saw him. Ed Begley Jr.
82.
Who was, let me see, Jerry Mathers, you know, the Beaver.
Oh, the Beav.
Yeah, he was one of his buddies.
Oh, okay, maybe not. So let's go
leave it to Beaver.
72.
Yeah, 73.
64.
Oh!
Yeah, they're not quite that old yet.
No.
They're getting up there. All right, let's see. Oh, I got some good music for this. I just...
Rad Stamp! Boom!
What?
I have a rad stamp in here, and I've almost used all the ink.
All right. Okay, so... Illusionist.
David Copperfield.
David Copperfield is celebrating a birthday.
Good call on the music.
You like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's an illusionist, though. He's not a magician.
You also could have used the police.
I could have, or the Cars, or all kinds of, yeah. Or Magic Man from Heart. There's all kinds of stuff.
This is a good pick. This was a good pick.
Yeah, this is America.
This is America.
Yeah, America.
David Copperfield is 54.
56.
57. You guys are... You're kind of zoning in. You're getting closer, a little better.
The dome.
I think you guys are going to get one of these.
Yes, we are.
We're like the Bucks. We're really close.
From Iron Man 2 and The Wrestler?
Mickey Rourke.
Well, I actually had... I had music for... You're going to like this. Only because I had read an article one time about Mickey Rourke. That he doesn't bathe.
Wow.
Wow. You gotta bathe, friend.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
He kind of goes Euro.
He was also Harley Davidson.
I was reading an article.
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
I was reading an article about a movie that he did where it was like a he had scenes with a lady.
Oh, right.
And she's like, oh my gosh.
Really?
The guy does not bathe.
Gross.
At least bathe once in your life.
Yeah.
He is 53.
Good work.
57.
Ah!
Two 57s in a row.
Yeah, you guys aren't far off. You're not far off.
Well.
Okay. Played the same music when Annie Duke had a birthday last week. And this gal actually is an actress. She's married to who a lot of poker fans call the Unabomber, Phil Locke.
Huh.
Not married. They're in a relationship. But she was the client for Jim Carrey on Liar, Liar.
Oh, what is her name? Oh,
Jennifer Tilly.
Yes. Jennifer Tilly!
She was also in that Chucky movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stupid.
But
it
she's
was.
Also, I think she's got a bracelet. She is quite the poker player.
Wow.
Well, there you go. Jennifer Tilly.
47.
Married. That's what his name was.
Yeah, I know.
46.
55.
55.
She would be pleased with both you guys. Very nice. You're kind. Too kind. Maybe too kind. All right. 'Cause I love your steam. Yeah. This actress was in Key Largo with Bogey. We had it all. No?
I love this song.
Just like oh, yeah.
He just said it.
Yeah.
Something in McCall.
Yeah.
Lauren Bacall.
Lauren Bacall. They were also in... Gosh.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
Which is funny because Lauren Bacall was not in Casablanca.
That's the gap tooth lady, right?
Yeah. And here's looking at... Okay, anyways. She is 87.
77.
Close, Steve-O. 89.
Ah!
89. I think the reason he was saying, here's looking at you, kid, is he was trying to show how romantic and meaningful that relationship was.
Right, but that was Casablanca.
Exactly.
And that's
he was using
not...
more than one example.
Okay.
It's Saturday Night Live!
Chris Farley.
He's not with us!
I just miss him.
David Spade.
No, you want a hint that you'll
yes.
get...
Yes.
Superstar.
Oh, Molly Shannon!
There you go.
Molly Shannon.
When I get nervous, I stick my hands under my armpits like this.
She's...
And then I smell.
She's not 50.
I'm 50!
She's not 50.
Butt, and I can kick, and I can butt. I'm 50!
She's a funny lady.
45.
47.
You're right, she is not 50.
She's 52.
49.
Ah! 49. I said 47.
You're on the. I thought you were going to get it. You're kind of on the right track.
I wonder if she's going to do something crazy for her 50th
Here's
next year.
He's looking at you, kid.
It's Gloria Estefan's birthday.
Nope.
It is J-Lo's birthday.
No.
Mark Anthony.
Yes.
Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony.
The only three Spanish singing people I know. Who else is there? Oh, wait.
Ricky Martin.
Iglesias.
There's a little, what?
Okay, fine. I
Al Hurricane. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Al Hurricane Jr.
Bailamos. That's Enrique.
Richie Valens.
Yeah, right. Richie didn't speak Spanish.
Oh.
He just learned that song, La Bamba.
Selena was the greatest.
All right, so it's Mark Anthony's...
49er.
No, he's older than that. 55.
45.
He looks older than that.
Yeah, well, he's not.
Judge him with me. Join me. Follow me into the desert.
It's David Spade.
No.
Eddie Murphy.
No.
Colin
Joe
Quinn.
Joe Piscopo.
from Parks and Recreation.
Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler.
Oh, two funny girls have birthdays today.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Interesting.
Amy Poehler is 44.
37.
42.
Ah!
You are not far off today, Steve-O. I'm feeling like you're going to get one of these.
Like the Buccaneers, bro. We're like right there.
Right there.
Just and then we just totally blow it right at the end.
Well.
That should be enough.
I feel like I'm walking down the street in New Orleans.
That should totally be enough.
Well, is it Clapton?
It's B.B.
No.
King.
B.B. King's birthday.
Good job, you.
A little bit of Lucille there.
There's B.B. King's in Nashville.
Is that like a restaurant?
Yes, and like a venue.
Oh, really?
Kind of like House of Blues or something?
This man, if I remember correctly, is from Mississippi. I'm going to double check that. Discount double check.
He is 75.
Oh, he is so old.
77.
He's 88.
Oh,
wow!
88.
He's an older 88. Fellow. Yeah. He's so good, though.
And Matt, you're going to be really disappointed. I didn't get the theme to the Gilmore Girls.
Aw, man. It's funny how you guys think I've ever watched that show.
From Sin City, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, and she played Rory on Gilmore Girls.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants!
I'm sorry.
Alexis
She has
Liddell,
big blue
Liddell.
Eyes. That's all I know.
Is that the daughter?
Yes. She's like, I can see into your soul with my huge eyes.
27.
She's young, right?
I don't know.
32.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I wouldn't even let you go there.
That girl's older 20. Than me.
Yeah.
There you go.
She's younger than you, though.
Yes, yeah, she is.
By a mile. I'm good
at wasting time. I think there this guy actually performed on the 25th anniversary of Les Miserables as well.
Is this Mraz? Jason Mraz?
No.
Sounds like Jason Mraz.
Yeah.
But he does sing through his nose. Right?
Oh, wait. Is this the dude from Rocket Summer?
No, it's one of the brothers.
Jonas?
Yep.
He said quesadilla in this song. No,
it's
I'm lost
Nick
respect.
Jonas celebrating Nick a birthday.
Quesadilla. If you want to know,
here it goes, gonna tell you. You guys gonna do this?
No.
He is 24.
I don't know. 23.
21.
Ah.
All right, we are to dates.
Yeah.
Dang it, I didn't get one. You guys lied to me.
Everybody
said
could use
one.
A date.
Hey.
Am I right?
On this date, in what year did the Massachusetts village Shawmut change its name to Boston? See what I did there?
It's got to be at least in the 1800s. Right, Steve-O? Right?
Mississippi and New Mexico school. You're right. New Mexico is the Mississippi of the Southwest.
It's the Mississippi of the West.
17.
Go for it.
92.
I'm going to say 1749.
Okay, Steve-O, the Tea Party was what in what year?
Obviously.
Before 92, when they were in Boston.
1630.
Oh,
you're right.
1630.
Wow. Man,
it's close,
that
man.
That was colony time.
You guys.
We are history buffs.
In college, the only Boston I studied was Samuel Adams.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Hey, bro, why'd you play my theme song?
Well, Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy became the first a cappella record to reach number one on U.S. rock music charts on this date in what year?
1987.
88.
It was 88.
Ah! Job,
that was the year I was in kindergarten. And that's why
so
I was like,
sing
I'm
it.
Not going to work.
Sing it.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Here you go, Matt.
Be happy.
Nicely done.
Be happy now.
Every life we have some trouble.
Oh, man. When you
were is that all the dates?
One more date.
Yes.
One more date.
I got one, Steve-O.
I know. I didn't.
88.
On this date in what year? 102 passengers and crew set sail from Plymouth, England for the New World on the Mayflower.
Is this Pocahontas?
No.
Oh.
On the Mayflower.
You had a
on
perfect opportunity Mayflower. To play
well,
Pocahontas.
Well, I went to APS. This is Sailing by Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus.
Well played.
Or Crisscross. They wore their shirts backwards.
No, not Chris. Christopher Cross.
Yeah, that guy. Man, Mateo, you went to Mississippi school.
Yeah.
What year did they set sail for the New World on the Mayflower?
Before or after
Columbus?
Pearl Harbor?
Oh.
Wow. On the Mayflower. So that's the Pilgrims.
Right. There was the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
And the Mayflower.
That would be Cristobal Colón.
We're talking about Thanksgiving, friend! The first Thanksgiving! The first Thanksgiving is when the aliens came down and they taught the
everybody how to make corn.
Americans how to make corn. And the Indians were like, don't trust them.
Right.
Sailing, it takes me away.
All right, Mayflower.
Yeah.
15... 60.
1542.
1620.
Ah, of course it was.
I was closer.
Ah, you were.
All right, today
is the greatest.
Is Step Family Day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have
it. It's Collect Rocks Day.
I saw my stepdad yesterday.
And today it's National Play-Doh Day. It was introduced on this date in 1955.
Wait,
yes.
Plato the philosopher or Plato the fun toy?
Plato.
Yes. Still
the not... fun toy.
Okay.
It's Working Parents Day.
Hey, that's us.
And since you guys are going to the fair, stop by the Asbury Cafe and get peach pie. It's National Peach Pie Day.
Which just so happens to be one of my favorites.
Guys, the Asbury Cafe.
And today, last but not least, is National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day.
Cinnamon!
I am so hungry all of a sudden.
Cinnamon raisins.
Yep. There you go.
That is all.
We got a great show for you today.
Yes,
Mad Lib Monday
We're
coming
gonna
up.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
In this here 7 o'clock hour.
Yep.
We got that on the way back. We also got some leagues. We got a culture shock from churches. We got the question of the day.
Oh.
Yeah, so get there and post one.
It's a jam-packed Monday, friends.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're so upset we're playing this song.
Happy Monday, everyone.
God.
It's 7:17.
You know what that means?
Traffic?
Let's do it. Hello, everyone. It is time for your local traffic, local to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We have a little bit of congestion on Paseo. I'd like to remind everyone to be careful. There was a lot of flash flooding this weekend, so I guess there's a possibility of some roads still being covered in water.
Yep.
So be careful out there. We also have some construction. Roadway reduced to one lane, I-40 at Rio Puerco. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is a Monday.
It is Monday.
We are gearing up for the Expo New Mexico. That would be our state fair. Broadcasting live from 2 to 5 today. You excited to get back out there?
Yes.
The weather didn't allow us to get out there a couple times last week, which was a shame.
Yep.
Because this is your first experience of Expo New Mexico.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Coming up at 7:30, we've got Mad Lib Monday. We will take care of that.
Weird.
Dude, I read this. I'm kind of sadly offended. We were talking about college football.
Yeah?
Did you see this list of the top 10 most hated fans?
No.
Top 10 most hated college football fans? I almost feel like we need to call Timothy.
Mr. Skip?
Yeah.
I'll see if he's awake.
His team's on the list of the top 10. Thankfully, nobody can say anything negative about UNM fans because I don't know if there are any.
There's a UNM? That's great. There's a college here? You guys have a college?
Oh, yeah. Sadly, we are, we are terrible.
Well, so. I come from Mississippi.
I know.
And...
Yeah,
and
sorry.
Mississippi State isn't the best. Ole Miss is pretty good. And
yeah.
Then we have Southern. Southern Miss is, they're pretty good. But it's kind of the same story.
Yeah, the Lobos, we're getting better. Our college basketball, our men's basketball program, it's pretty incredible. I can't wait till you experience that. Just saying. But here's an interesting list from brobible.com, bruh. According to the website, they rank college football fans that apparently we all supposedly hate.
I bet I know somebody on that list.
He says, arrogance, refusing to believe that other colleges exist. That was one of the rankings. Success with players who are breaking every rule in the book. Yes, you won a championship, but your quarterback is driving a Benz paid for by alumni. Fair weatherness, you only show up during good seasons. And so with that in mind, this was his top 10 list of college football fans. Number 10, Florida.
Wait.
I guess the Gators?
Yeah, I could see that. My wife's family, they hail from Florida.
Yep.
And there's a big divide in the family.
Oh, really?
Got the Noles fans, Seminoles, and then the Gators.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. No, U? Nobody's a fan of, like, the Hurricanes? The U? Miami?
I didn't know there was a Hurricanes.
Yeah. Miami.
Unfamiliar.
Yeah.
Unfamiliar territory.
Okay. Number 9, Harvard and Yale tied for number 9.
Okay.
Number 8, Michigan.
Yes.
Number 7, USC. Number 6, Penn State. Number 5, LSU.
Yep, that's who I was going to guess. There's a saying in the SEC that I can't repeat over the radio about LSU.
Number 4, the Ohio State University.
Oh, Timmy Skip.
Yep. Number 3, West Virginia. Number 2, Bama.
Yeah.
But Alabama's always good. Like, can you really get mad at the fans? Because I don't feel like they're fair-weather fans. They're just Bama fans. And they're always good. And number 1.
Who is it?
Notre Dame.
Oh, that's your team! You're one of the worst fans.
Which, I don't understand that. I've been a fan since I was a little kid because Notre Dame was the only team they would air on, like, national television. So I just grew up watching Notre Dame games.
I get it.
I'm more so like a Texas Tech and a Lobo fan because, you know, grew up in Texas in Lubbock. And my parents went to Texas Tech, but
yeah,
Notre Dame number 1 on the list of the top 10 most hated. I don't know.
I'm trying to text this to Tim right now.
I guess the Lobos, we don't have a chance to be bad fans because we just have a bad team, so everybody maybe just feels sorry for us.
Oh.
We're getting better.
Guys, it's Monday morning. You can't expect us to just be rocking right now.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Coming up, Mad Lib Monday. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Get ready. We'll also take your nouns, your verbs, your adjectives at Facebook.
Maybe even an adverb. Or a verb ending in ing.
There you go.
Get ready.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. I've got good news.
What is the good news?
It is 7:30.
What does that mean?
It is Monday.
Yeah.
It's just another manly Monday.
Maybe people are excited.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
People ask for it on Facebook.
They do. Mitch makes me do this on Fridays now.
And when people demand things, we sometimes, if we feel like it, respond.
Hey, folks, it's 45 minutes into the hour here, so you know what that means. Traffic. If we get to it, that's what we do. Try to come up with catchy slogans, it doesn't work out. There's an accident at I-25 North at Jefferson Street, exit 229. The center lane is blocked, and it looks like there's a lot of congestion on 25 both sides. So, if you have to go anywhere near that area, it's going to be slow goings for a minute. We still have the road construction over at I-40 in Rio Puerco. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. While you're there,
hey,
why don't you walk next door to Parchments, pick up some tickets to see a City Harmonic.
Hey.
They're going to be here this Sunday night, actually, at Live at the Lobo with the City Harmonic. Details on that at mystaticradio.com. Dude, I got to be honest.
Yeah?
I'm sleepy.
Why are you so sleepy?
Mostly because of the weather this weekend.
Yeah?
I think so. We saw this crazy study about two sleeps. Yeah.
What's funny is, my wife Dawn was actually having issues with sleep a while ago. She started doing some research because she would fall asleep and then wake up in the middle of the night and
right.
just sit there and then go back to sleep after a little while. So she's like, I don't know what the deal is. I just can't sleep very much. And we've all been conditioned. Yeah, I said it. Conditioned.
Oh.
To think that we need 8 hours straight.
I do!
I know. That's the healthy level of sleep, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. After doing some research, she discovered, and then we found the article again the other day because somebody brought it out, and I was like, oh, yeah, what is this? It was Chrissy.
Right.
Chrissy, right? Didn't she find
yeah,
this?
Yeah, the two sleeps.
It's the wives. They're finding this article.
Or they're just trying to find ways to where they can watch television without us, so they're like, hey, two sleeps. You go to bed at 6.
Two sleeps. Grey Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. We're going to watch Grey's Anatomy. You guys go to sleep.
That's what this is.
So basically, two sleeps is the idea that right around, what, sundown?
Yes.
You go to sleep.
Sundown or a little after.
You sleep till about midnight-ish.
Yeah.
Then you wake up for, what, an hour or so?
An hour or two. Yeah.
Hang out. And then go back to bed and sleep through the rest of the evening. But I guess in old literature, this is why most people were up around midnight.
Yeah, if you read, like, classic literature, like, you know, David Copperfield, Christmas Carol.
Right.
Christmas Carol is the
Great
example.
Expectations.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Christmas Carol when Scrooge, he goes home.
Right.
And he's chilling out. And then all of a sudden, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning or
right.
2 o'clock in the morning. And he's awake sitting by the fire.
Yep.
Well, if you think about it, in a lot of these old stories, that's going on. People will go to sleep and then they're up in the middle of the night. And it's because back then, sleep, you had two sleeps.
Two sleeps.
You would go to sleep for 4 or 5 hours
yep.
at around sundown, and then you would wake up in the middle of the night.
For a couple hours.
For a couple hours, and then go back to sleep.
What's interesting is when we were reading about this study, the time in the middle of the night was usually designated for quiet reading of your Bible or prayer time,
yeah.
which was interesting because it didn't say just reading. It was talking about reading of Scripture.
Meditation
on Scripture. Yeah, quiet time, your prayer time. And so we started looking into this two sleeps. And interestingly enough, this weekend, I tried the two sleep system accidentally.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's called a 9-year-old. I don't know if you knew this, but...
I've never heard of this method.
Yeah, this is the method where lightning and thunder happens, and it's midnight, and your 9-year-old comes into your bedroom and wants you to give a dissertation on thunder.
Yes, and he wants to give his dissertation on thunder, right?
So, so this last weekend, it was crazy because it's storming, there's thunder, there's lightning going off, and around midnight, my nine-year-old comes in the room and starts talking to me about thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's afraid. He's not, like, terrified of what's happening outside. He's confounded. He's, like, confused. So it's, like, midnight, and Jack comes into the room. Ah!
He was plunged into a philosophical dilemma.
So he comes into the room, and it's midnight, and it's thunder, lightning, it's crazy. And I hear him sneak in, and, Dad, Dad, what, dude? It's midnight. Okay, but I have a question. And the thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Bam, bam, bam. And it was going crazy outside. He's like, okay, look. I need to know. What is the purpose of thunder?
What is the purpose of thunder?
What is the purpose of thunder? What? Son, it's midnight. What? The purpose. I need to know the purpose. This is not a joke. This really happened this weekend. What is the purpose of thunder? I mean, I understand that the lightning is very hot and heats up the air around it, and the hot air expands and the air gets bigger quickly and pushes apart the air particles, thus the sound. I understand that, but what is its purpose? Why did God create thunder?
Mm.
These are the questions that are asked to me at midnight.
Yep.
Not like, hey, bro, I'm scared. Can I sleep in here? Because that I could at least handle.
Yeah.
Because he's 9 years old. And I'm like, yeah, bro, I understand. It's very scary. And it's like God's throwing a rave right now because the lightning was insane. No. It was like this scientific, like, look, I get what's happening. I understand that when the lightning strikes, it warms the air around it and the air particles, blah, 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 blah. But what is the purpose behind it? Why did God create thunder? Because it's keeping me awake. That was his question.
You know what I was doing that whole time?
Sleeping! You and Luke and everyone else in the house are sleeping, and I was trying not to laugh and or cry because it's midnight and my nine-year-old needs to know the purpose of thunder. What? Why God created it.
What'd you tell him?
I said, dude, it's midnight. Go to sleep. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like a dissertation on mosquitoes.
Dude!
All right, I'll give it to you.
What are their purpose?
This is the purpose.
I mean, I understand that they bite you and suck blood.
That's what they do. They go around and they suck the blood. But then sometimes the mosquitoes land on a branch of a tree and they get stuck in the sap. Well, then tons of years goes by and that sap fossilizes and becomes this thing that we called amber. Well, then, Jurassic Park scientists, they drill into the amber, and then they take out the DNA of the mosquitoes, and then they use the completed DNA code of a frog, and they complete the dinosaur code, and then they clone dinosaurs. And that's why we have mosquitoes.
The entire purpose.
That is it.
Hope that helps.
I don't think that was the correct answer, but I'll take it.
All right, sweet.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for the call.
That's why they clone dinosaurs, because of mosquitoes' blood.
505-338-3700. Question of the day.
Question of the day. This is it, people.
Parents,
it just happened.
What was the most difficult? Well, maybe I shouldn't say most difficult.
No, you know what'll happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Reproduction.
Maybe what's the most interesting question your child has ever asked you,
yes,
or a child has ever asked you, if you don't have kids. Little brother, maybe. Midnight. Saturday evening, or I guess early Sunday morning, I was asked by my nine-year-old the purpose of thunder. Not why does it make the sound, because he, not only did he understand the sound, he knew better than me, because he starts telling me about how hot it is when lightning strikes, and the air particles, the expansion, the rapid expansion of the air particles, and the crashing together of the, and he's telling me all about this at midnight, which at first I wanted to hug him, because I'm like, wow, dude, that's, you are really way too intelligent. And then he wanted to know the purpose of thunder.
Right.
Like, but really, what's its purpose?
What is the purpose of thunder, Steve?
My ridiculous dad answer at midnight was, I don't know, I guess so we know how far away thunder is. Because, like, you can count it out, right? You see the lightning, and then
right.
the thunder tells you how many miles away it is. It's just Mississippi talk.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Mississippi
talk. One Mississippi.
Yeah.
Two see, son, that was about a mile and a half away.
That one is three Mississippis away.
That is the purpose. Is there anything else you need? Will you please, please just go back to sleep?
Would you like to discuss the dualistic nature of humanity? Perhaps we could go into a little discussion, a little light convo on the human condition.
Oh!
The philosophical implications of predeterminism. Would you like to talk about that, Jack?
Man, I feel like I did a disservice to Jack because it's midnight and he's wide awake and thunder and lightning and it's crazy. And all he wants to do is have a nice, lighthearted discussion on the purpose of it. Not the scientific reasonings for it because he's already given me that. And I just wanted to sleep.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have the best answer for him. I couldn't think on my feet or on my not feet because I was asleep.
Asleep. Megan on Facebook says, the most interesting question a child has ever asked her is, who is God's dad? I think I remember asking that when I was a kid.
Yeah, but who's God's dad?
Yeah, but and then what? I was Jack when I was a kid, though. That was me.
Oh, man.
Because anything my dad would tell me to do, it was never how. It was always why.
Right.
Why? But
why?
He'd be like, just go mow the yard. And I was like, okay. And he said, I've showed you how to mow the yard the best way. Just go mow it. But why is that the best way? Why can't I just pick the way that I think it should be done and do that? Because I showed you the fastest way to do it. He's trying to help me the whole time.
Right.
You know? I showed you the most effective fastest way. I know you hate mowing the yard, which is funny because now I love it. But he's like, I know you hate it. So just do it the way I showed you. But why? Why do I have to do it your way? Why can't I do it my way? And that's where Jack is getting.
That is my son right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, a dissertation on the purpose of thunder.
Yes. Also, question of the day. What's the most interesting question a child has ever asked you?
I want to know how you respond to these questions, because I need some help, man. My 9-year-old is just too smart right now.
Too smart.
505-338-3700. Quick break, right back, some pasnios.
Pasnios.
And Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble.
Here comes trouble.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
That's what we are. Look out.
Trouble. It's Team
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Awesome Morning Party.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Steve Travis Mateo. Tritt.
Travis Tritt.
Yeah, no, I know.
Team Awesome Morning Party now.
We're talking about the question of the day, the most interesting question a child has ever asked you, off the heels of my 9-year-old.
Slow down, Steve-O. We've got so much response on
Waking
Facebook.
Waking me up at
Look out.
Midnight over this past weekend, thanks to the rain, thunder, lightning, wanting to know the purpose of thunder. Not how it makes the sound, you see, because he understood that the hot air from the lightning expanded the particles, and they came crashing back together.
He got the, principles and the way that it all works. He's got that down.
Yeah, which is amazing, because if he had asked me what causes the sound, I would have said, I don't know.
You would have said, well, for one thing, there's an invisible army.
Yes.
And it's the sounds you hear.
God is bowling. That's what I always heard when I was a kid, right?
What does that mean?
God just got another strike.
When it's raining.
Just means they're throwing a dance party, yo. I don't know. Go to sleep. It's midnight.
Go to sleep, little one.
So anyways, we decided to ask the most interesting question a child has ever asked you. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Take a quick peek at traffic and then get some of these comments.
Oh, my goodness. Overwhelming response on Facebook. We've been flooded. The word of the month here at Static Radio is inundated. We've been inundated with responses and sarcasm. See, for your traffic, we've got an accident. Center lane blocked, I-25 north at Jefferson Street. That's exit 229. this accident occurred at 7:20 a.m., so it's been about an hour. But from the looks of this little map here, it's pretty congested around it. We've also got another accident. Left lane blocked, I-25 South at Paseo. So if you are trying to get on 25 off of Paseo, good luck, friend. It's going to be a few minutes. We've also got the construction over at I-40 in Rio Puerco. And looks like just your everyday 8 o'clock morning traffic. That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Mateo, what's the purpose of thunder?
The purpose of thunder is to show you how small and insignificant you are.
Ah, good.
That's what it is.
Okay, I like that. Ah, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Stop hanging up on me.
Don't hang up on me, please.
Children are crafty, bro.
Yes, they are.
As evidenced by my 9-year-old this last weekend. Look at this story. Nicholas Pinto is 13 years old. He's 1 year away from high school.
Yep.
He says he's always loved scooters, but he was always quite frustrated by how quickly the wheels would break.
The wheels.
The wheels.
The wheels. Why are you saying it like that?
Oh, man. He said, quote, as you develop your skills, like landing on the scooter harder when you're going off a ramp.
Yeah.
What you want is for the parts not to break.
Definitely.
Says he was spending a lot of money replacing the wheels every few weeks. He was saying, wow, this can't be. I was trying so many wheels, I thought I better make my own and help the world.
Boom.
Over a year ago, this eighth grader began researching manufacturers who could reinvent the wheel, so to speak. He finally located a manufacturer in California to make a durable polyurethane wheel that would be tougher than the breakable plastic wheels found on most scooters. He made a step-by-step design with all the dimensions. They did it. He borrowed $2,000 from his parents.
Oh, easy.
He created 500 wheels and made a cool $100,000 on scooter wheels.
What? Oh. What is the purpose of me not being that smart? That's what I want to know.
505-338-3700. Kids are crafty, bro. They are clever, and we want to know what's the most creative, what's the most interesting, what's the most clever thing a child's ever said to you. 505-338-3700, and if one more person hangs up, I'm just going to play music.
He's going to blow up.
I'm just gonna
He's going
it.
To explode, everyone. He
Stop hanging up on me!
His sense of self-worth on phone calls. And when you call and hang up, it destroys him.
505-338-3700. Once these wheels were made, I guess Nicholas Pinto says he built an e-commerce website with the help of YouTube tutorials and his mom, who had created a website herself.
Phone call.
And yeah, $100,000. Are you kidding me?
I'm not. Don't hang up.
Static.
You all are very sensitive this morning.
Well, yeah, you know.
We didn't get much I can't believe you would call in and say that.
We didn't get much sleep this weekend.
That hurts my feelings so bad.
I want to know why 9-year-olds know stuff. I have a 9-year-old, and I tried to get him to drink his milk this morning, and I warm it up, but then he wasted it, so I put it in his cereal, and he knows and refused to eat his cereal with warm milk.
Wow.
Wow.
That's called a bratty 9-year-old. You need to do something about that.
Have you I know. That? Well, we did listen to your Mad Libs, and he loved that steak was brought in.
There you go.
That
and I'm super disappointed because I'm really sad because you guys, the recording for the snakes day did not go through.
I know.
The snakes
and
day.
I'm the one who called in with the snake story with my dad training the snakes.
Such a fantastic story.
I know. You met my husband,
yeah,
I think, later that day.
I was about to say, we met your husband later that day.
You have to thank incredible, wonderful technology here at the station called our really crappy 1987 computer.
Yeah, I write about that on the... I think that day I titled the blog, Our Computer is Stupid.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
It was very sad, but it was very enjoyable, and we got a lot of laughter out of it. So we really enjoy you guys, and my 9-year-old does love the show, so...
Sweet.
You have that.
All right, good.
Thank you.
He sounds very intelligent.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for the call.
What we need to do is we need to call up this little reinventor of the wheel kid.
And tell him to reinvent our computer that records the show because half the time the show doesn't catch.
He can borrow a couple $1,000 from his parents. Actually, he made over $100,000.
He did.
He can use some of his college fund.
Yep. Truth. He doesn't need to go to college.
No, he obviously it's a racket for this kid.
Static.
What's up?
What up?
Hey, so funny things your kids said?
Yes.
Yep. So my one of my daughters is 7 years old at the time, and she's we're driving around, and she says, Daddy, can we go to something, a movie or something? Daddy, can we go to the store and buy this? And I said, well, sweetie, I don't really have any money right now. You know, funds are kind of low. And she says, well, that's okay, Dad. We can go to an ATM.
Oh, man.
and I says, well, sweetie, why do you think that will give us more money? She says, well, Daddy, that's what it stands for, all-time money machine.
Oh, yes. All-time money machine.
All-time money.
Yep, that's what kids think.
Speaking of that, I need to go to an ATM.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I need some money.
Yeah, I need some money, yeah.
Which ATM were you visiting? Where is this money machine?
Oh, beautiful. Thanks so much.
Morning.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in. Most interesting question a child has ever asked you.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/myaesthetic radio.
Kids say the darndest things. That's what this has become. Our morning show has become kids say the darndest things.
My 9-year-old has said some very interesting things over the last weekend.
Gosh, he's figuring it all out.
He's a lawyer. You call him the lawyer.
I'm having to... My battle with Jack lately has been personal space. And what's funny is Luke, the 7-year-old, completely gets it. Right. Totally gets it. But then Jack, I'll just be, I don't know,
on my phone,
looking at the computer, just sitting there, looking at the wall. And next thing I know, it's like, in my field of vision, there's Jack. And he's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? Hey, but the thing is, what's your score right now in fantasy football? Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. Let me look. Yeah, that's cool. Will you check my score too? Oh, that's what this is.
He's a lawyer. He's
very
smart.
He's a lawyer. Ah!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I have a story. Not about my kids, but I was a Marine for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I went to my dad's school, and I had this little 6-year-old girl ask me if I killed zombies for a living, and I had to break her heart and tell her no.
Aww.
Wow.
Well, why did you... I get it.
Yeah.
You got to be honest with them.
I mean, you have to. Truthful.
Really do.
Truthfulness.
It's true.
They believe everything you say.
We applaud you for your
good
honesty.
Job. Also for being a Marine for 4 years.
Yes,
it's pretty amazing.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, thank you guys for your support. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too, bro. Thanks for the call. Good morrow.
Good moron. I mean morning.
Not Team you. Awesome Morning Party.
Now, not you.
Thanks.
You're not a moron.
It's cool. I feel like one after reading the story about a 13-year-old who just made $100,000 reinventing the scooter wheel. What's your kid done?
I don't have any kids.
My 9-year-old woke me up on Saturday wanting a dissertation on the purpose of thunder.
Purpose. Not the inner workings.
Not why.
The purpose.
He explained to me why it makes that noise because, you know, lightning... It's so fast and it's so hot that the air particles around it expand so rapidly and then
boom,
slam back together or something like that. I believed him. He's 9.
Yeah.
Wanted to know the craziest, most interesting, whateverest phrase, question you've ever been asked by a child. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Good morning. I wanted to tell you guys about a funny little question my son asked me when he was little.
Awesome.
Okay, so when my son was 6 years old, I had my second child, who was a girl, and he asked me while I was changing her diaper why she has 2 butts.
Wait, what? You're talking so fast, I didn't get that. Will you repeat that slower?
He asked why his little sister had 2 butts.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So we had to kind of do the whole... boys have different parts kind of conversation.
Yeah.
But, yeah. She was like, why does she have two butts? That's weird.
Steve-O can't breathe right now, so I'm just going to tell you thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You too.
You too. Thanks. Facebook.com.
Are you okay?
/mystaticradio.
Are you okay?
That could have been my favorite phone call of all time.
Gosh.
I have three boys, so.
It's the inevitable question. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
505-338-3700 is the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio, asking most interesting thing maybe your child has ever asked you, or just a child in general, you know.
Any child.
For all you people who don't have children, like you, yeah. Except you're dealing with three of them right now on a daily basis.
I know.
Static!
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Doing
fantastic.
Well.
So, you guys are still doing that crazy thing that kids say?
Yep.
All right, well, I got a little story about my boy.
All right.
Of course, he's in school, so he should not be listening, so he shouldn't be too embarrassed.
That's usually what happens. My wife makes me wait to tell my embarrassing children's stories to, like, the 9 o'clock hour. His friends nice. Are listening.
So this was about 5 years ago or so, you know, so... you know how in public schools they have that class that teaches them about sex and anatomy?
Right, yeah.
Well, my wife kept telling me, you need to have this talk with your boy about the birds and the bees.
Right.
Mm. Well, the problem was that I've never had that talk with my father, so I had no clue what
right.
to say.
Right, like how do you start it?
Yeah.
If you could give me some, yes, yes.
So, and I told her, I said, he goes to public school, he knows. I don't have to tell him anything. I said, come on. And she goes, no, you need to have a talk.
He goes to public school.
It's cool.
So I was like, all right, fine. Because, you know, at that age in public school, I knew. So I said, all right. And I waited the last minute until the day before. And, you know, I had some time with him. And I asked him, I said, son, I said, well, you know, you have this class coming up. And he's like, yeah. And I said, do you know what sex is? He goes, yeah. I said, okay, this is going to make it so much easier. I said, well, what is it? And he said, well, you know, it's when a boy and a girl lay in bed together naked. And I waited, and I said, and? And he goes, and what? I was like, oh, man, this is going to be harder than I thought.
Right.
So I explained everything as best I could, you know, and I didn't pull back anything or sugarcoat or, you know, anything. And I made sure I explained everything, and at the end of it, I looked at him and said, okay. I said, and you know, and of course, I was super uncomfortable throughout the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
Very just, I wanted the conversation to be over so bad.
Right.
And I looked at him and I said, okay, well, do you have any questions? And he had this kind of a confused look on his face. And I was like, oh, man.
Right,
please
right.
Don't ask any questions. So he looks at me and goes, okay. He goes, well, I kind of do got one. So what's that? He says, so let me get this straight. If you want to get a girl pregnant, you have to pee on her?
Oh.
And I said, yes, son. That's exactly what you need to do. That's it. Perfect. And I left it at that. I didn't correct it. I just left it. And I figured, she'll find out tomorrow. So, and I was just done with the conversation.
Wow. Thank you so much for the call.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I couldn't be happier that my son's big question was, what is the purpose of thunder? At this point,
yeah, you need
totally
to
okay with that. I want to go hug him right now.
Because it just became,
woo!
Instead of what's the most interesting question a child has asked you, now it's become parents.
Right.
How did you mess up the big talk? What's your story?
That just happened, right? Oh, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hello, good morning.
Morning!
Good morning.
My son's a cute little funny guy, and when he was about 7, we had been talking about some discussion on internal organs. And he sat there for a while thinking about it, and he said, Mom, do I have adult knees or kid knees?
Oh, bruh.
Good grief. It took me a second to get that.
Old.
I was like, what do you mean adult knees? Oh.
He's from Mississippi, forgive
him. I got you. I read you, little one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, have a good morning.
You too.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Fine.
Thank you for calling. My feelings are hurt eternally.
505-338-3700, the phone number. You going to be okay?
I'm okay.
Oh, man. You can also chime in on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Let's see if we have some chimes.
Any chimers?
Tabitha has a cute story their pediatrician told her.
Oh, okay.
There once were two little girls that had a baby brother born. Days after he was born, his umbilical stump fell off. And the two little girls thought that was the coolest thing. Months later, they asked their mom, Mommy, when does that thing fall?
Oh, children! They really are the best. Static!
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Doing well.
Good to hear. Well, I want you guys to keep in mind that my daughter's a creative writer.
Okay.
So I get a question like this almost once a week.
This is good. You can help us answer some of these.
No, well, she just spins off some crazy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I hear, hey, Mom, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
What if you were a zombie and you got bitten by a vampire, would you turn into a zombie and a vampire, or would the vampire turn into a zombie? I mean, and you're just like, what?
That's a good question.
Yeah, and then she'll come up with so if the Earth was like hurtling off its axis, and was, you know, would you rather be on Earth or on Mars? I'm all like, it sounds like a total lose-lose situation.
Right. Yeah, right.
See, I get one of these once a week. You know, mind you, she's 17.
All right.
It's
amazing.
All right, you guys have a good morning.
Thank you. I'm picturing like a 7-year-old in a car seat in the back. And all of a sudden I was like, whoop! 17, no pigs in the back seat.
Hey, Mom, hang on. Let me change lanes.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 845, which means we got to take a quick peek at traffic.
Speaking of changing lanes, a few of you out there might want to do the same thing.
My tummy hurts, bro.
Yeah.
Ab workout for days right there.
Ab workout for days. We are looking at some accidents out there. We have an accident, a left lane block at I-25 South in Paseo. We have another accident, the center lane block, I-25 at Jefferson. These are pretty close to each other. And then another accident, I-40 West at Eubank, exit 165. And then I think that's another one, accident Morris at Constitution. So quite a bit of accidental accidents out there.
Accidental accidents.
I didn't know what to say. Also, we have the road construction at I-40 in Rio Puerco. You guys be careful out there. That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Speaking of the Calvary campus, Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater throwing down an amazing worship show this Sunday night. The City Harmonic's going to be here. And we just heard that some buds of ours are opening that show up.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be cool.
That will be
so
awesome.
May the Schwartz be with you. It's the name of their band.
Yes.
And, they'll be opening up for City Harmonic. It's going to be awesome. This Sunday night, all the details, calvaryabq.org. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, question of the day. What's the most interesting thing a child has ever said to you? Or what's the most interesting question you've ever received? Either way. Having fun with it this morning.
Having a good show.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 338-3700. Right back with All the Day Holiday and Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. There you go. Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the show. It's Monday.
is Monday.
We are heading out to the State Fair. Today we'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 5 p.m. on the corner of Heritage and Main. It's across the street from the Manuel Lujan building. We're literally right next to the Baskin-Robbins right there on the corner.
The Baskin-Robbins!
You can find us.
And we're right around the corner from the Asbury Cafe.
That's right.
They make wonderful, delicious pastries.
We had a green chili apple pie.
Yes.
What happened?
If you would have told me even 6 months ago,
yeah,
that I would enjoy a green chili apple pie,
right,
I would have laughed in your face and ran away from you because I'd been like, you have green chili, I'm out.
Yep.
But true. No.
It you
is
hated
delicious.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
I think what turned me as far as green chili goes is when we went to the farm place where they were roasting it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried some of that stuff like right after they roasted it. Ooh, it was so good. You New Mexicoans,
yep,
y'all are on to something.
That's why it's called the land of entrapment. We've got you, bro.
It's enchantment.
We've got you.
I thought it was enchanting.
It is. Or is it?
Or am me.
So, speaking of food and wonderfulness and the State Fair, because we'll be out there broadcasting live from 2 to 5 today.
Bing!
We're surrounded by crazy food, but I don't know if we're surrounded by crazy food like this. Mm. It makes me want to choose today to be our let's go on a scavenger hunt and try and find some crazy stuff at the State Fair.
Yes!
I'm just saying.
Why didn't we do that last time?
Check this out, dude. I found a list. Actually, I should say Celeste found a list.
Celeste!
She mentioned this. I don't know how to feel about some of these. I'm going to save that one for last. Oklahoma.
Yeah?
Oklahoma Fair.
Okay.
Bacon-wrapped foods, obviously.
Yeah. I bet the Oklahoma State Fair is huge.
Yeah. Oklahoma State Fair, they just kicked off there September 12th. Now, corn dogs, that's kind of a typical
corn
fair
dog. I've heard of those.
Item.
Yes.
I'm a fan.
Corn dog.
So how about this? Oklahoma State Fair wraps them in bacon. So they take these corn dogs. Oh, man.
That sounds good. You're getting hungry, aren't you?
Yes,
I'm
dude,
watching
just
him get
thinking
hungry.
Just thinking about this.
He's...
It is a corn dog, which is already one of my favorite things in the world.
Right.
With bacon wrapped around it, batter dipped, fried up, and blah, 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 blah.
He's really
oh,
hungry.
Man.
I'm watching.
I'm
him.
Sorry. My mouth is watering. I got to bring it down a notch. Okay, how about this one? Deep fried scorpion.
Okay. There are lines that we shouldn't cross.
This is Arizona. This is the Arizona. So apparently that state line is what we should not cross.
Totally makes sense. Dan and Noah, what are you guys doing?
Bugs are becoming a popular offering at state fairs, especially in Arizona right now, where they're offering up deep-fried... Bah!
Scorpion.
I can't even say it. Deep-fried scorpions.
Deep-fried scorpion.
You can get them plain. You can get them dipped in chocolate.
Oh. Well, you know, that makes it kind of nice. No, it doesn't! It's a scorpion!
We gotta find something like this at the state fair today.
Scorpion.
Then there's some ones that are pseudo-normal. They just put them on a stick because that's what you do at the state fair.
Right. It makes it mobile.
The Minnesota State Fair created spaghetti and meatballs on a stick. The meatballs and spaghetti are mashed into balls, dunked in garlic batter, and then, of course, deep-fried.
Of course.
Gosh, that sounds...
How are people...
Fantastically
I'm surprised people aren't dropping like flies at the state fair.
You garnish it with marinara sauce, pop it on a stick. Oh! Speaking of Minnesota, the Vikings.
Ooh.
This would make sense in Minnesota, but actually this is in Montana. It's called Viking on a Stick. The Viking is an oversized meatball dipped into a thick batter, deep fried until it's crispy and brown, and then like a majority of popular state fair food items, you know, they put it on a stick.
Yeah.
That's just a meatball. That's not bad.
In case you guys are just tuning in, we're discussing foods that will kill you.
Yeah.
At state fairs.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of, just the idea of this Arizona makes me want to freak. We already talked about the deep-fried scorpion at the Arizona State Fair, but they've decided to go you know, they've got the spicy, the plain deep fried. Now you got to have the sweets along with it. You can get the chocolate covered scorpion at the state fair, but how about this one? They created a dessert, the caramel apple.
Yeah.
That is a state fair delicacy right there.
Yeah, I'd say it's a standard.
Yeah. Well, what they did is they took their caramel apple and they decided to...
Can you not even say it?
I don't even know if I can.
Let me read it.
They covered it with that.
Oh, this makes sense. Okay, for all of you out there that don't get grossed out easily, Arizona created a dessert that's not for the faint of heart. The mealworm-covered caramel apple looks exactly like it sounds. A caramel apple with worms stuck to it.
Oh!
Arizona said, if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go hard. And they did. We also have deep-fried bubblegum in Texas.
That's not a big deal.
Ugh. Marshmallow extract, dipping it into pink bubblegum-flavored batter. Ugh. Frying the marshmallows until they are pretty golden brown.
That's better, at least, than... You know when bubblegum gets really hot and you stick it in your mouth and it just almost dissolves and it's disgusting?
Ugh.
That's what that is.
Okay, listen.
Okay.
What would you call it if you... took a meatball, wrapped it in bacon.
Okay.
Put it on a stick.
Okay.
What's it called?
I don't know. The Cave of Wonders.
It's a moink ball.
A moink ball?
Moink.
Moink.
Combines the words moo and oink.
Oh, okay. I got it. Gotcha.
That's a meatball, wrapped in bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a stick. Only the news that matters to you here on Static Radio.
We'll be at the state fair from 2 to 5 today, possibly hunting down some of this nasty. Oh, I don't know if we have any here, but Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Team Awesome
Morning Party.
Static Radio.
Goodbye. No.
Steve-O and Mateo hanging out with you. We will be broadcasting live at the Expo New Mexico.
We shall, and we shall, and it shall be, and it is.
Right. Today, 2 to 5, we've had a few people ask what time we'll be there. That's the time.
That's the time. We're not repeating it.
2 to 5.
We just did.
We also got a pretty rad little update on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. thanks to Michael on our Facebook page.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for telling us.
And you wanted to talk about one of your favorite TV shows.
This is not true, but it is.
Absolutely true. You love this show. You watch every single episode.
How did you know?
I just know.
Who told you this?
So,
did my people tell you this?
You know.
There's
a lot of shows coming up.
There are a lot of fall.
We're being bombarded.
The fall TV season is right around the corner.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. gets going next week.
That's what I'm really stoked about.
So, there's a few coming up. Sleepy Hollow tonight.
Sleepy Hollow.
Looks interesting. I don't know. That new Andy Samberg show starts tomorrow.
New Girl comes back.
New Girl. There's so many shows, but you wanted to talk about your favorite in particular.
And by favorite, he means I've never actually seen it. But I'm interested in the people that are in this show.
Yeah, every year they have,
particularly,
you know,
one person. Oh,
okay.
We have the return of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, man. Sorry, I don't have any Dancing with the Stars.
It's okay. We realize
for you.
He's got it all recorded at home is why we don't have it.
Stop
here.
It. I have never seen this show before.
I haven't either.
Okay.
I always just see like the highlights or whatever, you know, and then of course we read about it here.
Yeah. We always get the updates on the shows.
But there are a couple of really interesting contestants this year. I'm kind of surprised. We have Leah Remini, who was on long ago. She was on one of my favorite shows I'll discuss in a minute. But she was on The King of Queens.
Oh, okay.
Tons of different shows. And she's actually the one that just recently left Scientology.
And it's become a big deal.
Yeah, got a lot of heat about it.
Yeah.
Jack Osborne, son of Ozzy.
Okay.
Bill Engvall from the Blue Collar Comedy.
Oh, right. Okay.
Some guy named Corbin Blue.
Okay.
Who's a star. And there, to me, that says, hey, there's a real person in this world named Corbin Blue.
Yep.
Did you know that?
Yes.
And I'm
now
like,
I
Cordon Bleu? Cordon Bleu? No, Corbin Blue.
Oh, got
yeah.
it. Bill Nye the Science
oh,
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Bill
That's
Nye.
Who I'm going for.
Bill. You remember Bill Nye.
I remember back in the day on this here station at Joey.
Joey,
when
Bill.
He was doing the morning show,
Joey
interviewed
the
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Man.
He's a believer.
That's so cool.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I would
guy.
Love to interview Bill Nye the Science Guy. I'd be like, yeah, you were a major influence for me in my formative years.
Really?
I learned what thunder was composed of because of you.
Full circle.
Snooki, which...
Are you serious?
I know you're a big Jersey Shore fan.
Shut up.
So Snooki's going to be there. I guess we're going to have to watch it every night because of you.
I've never seen a single episode of that.
And
people
then,
believe things you say.
Here's the thing that I'm so excited about.
Okay, yeah, I want to know...
Elizabeth Berkley. You're like,
hold
wait,
on.
Who is
hold
that?
On.
I recognize that.
Hold on.
Elizabeth Berkley.
Is that Jesse from Saved by the Bell?
That is Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
She was also in some movies later, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk
say.
About Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
And that's okay. the funny thing, because Leah Remini,
uh-huh.
she was in Saved by the Bell.
Wait,
awesome.
What?
She was when they went for the summer.
Oh, yes, you're right.
They worked at the thing.
That's right, at the resort.
Country club.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leah Remini was Zach's love.
That's right.
That's right.
They're both going to be on Dancing with the Stars at the
okay.
same time.
How many of us are going to be waiting all season for Jesse to just break into, I'm so excited.
No.
I'm so excited.
No.
I'm so scared. And then Zach's going to come in and be like, hey, it's okay, girl. Quit taking sleeping pills. It's obviously not helping you. Your grades are dropping. You're not getting any sleep. You're the smartest girl in school. You're smarter than this. She's going to go, no. I'm not addicted, Zach!
You have seen way too much Saved by the Bell.
Zach Morris was my hero. He was my hero. I was a little kid and I was like, oh, okay.
This is explaining so much to me right now.
Yeah, that's why we'll just be hanging out and then I'll just go, time out! And then I'll look around because I'm expecting everyone to freeze. And then I'll be like, wait, maybe everybody did freeze. This is how my world works. What's up now? Time in! I know, it's crazy. That's why I do that.
Okay.
Also,
makes
that's
sense.
Why I was like, oh, so you're not supposed to just have one girlfriend. You're supposed to date a ton of different girls all at the same time, which got me into a lot of trouble later.
I was going to say.
Just don't follow that part.
Don't
also,
follow
when
Zach
I was
Morris.
In fourth grade, I took a pretend cell phone to school, stuck it in my backpack, and was like, no, it's real, man. It's real. And everybody thought I was stupid. That happened. That's a real thing. I'm really excited about Jesse being on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, man. Static.
The Last Airbender sequel came out on Friday. Did you know that?
What?
No.
There's a movie?
No, the TV show.
Oh. No. No.
I didn't know that.
How did that...
Who did...
Did that connect in any way, shape, or form?
Yes.
At all? Because we're maybe it's favorite shows?
None of us know. None of us will ever know.
Good news.
What's that?
Even the callers are in Monday mode.
Monday mode. Monday fun day. Mundane Monday.
Oh, it's Team Austin Morning Party. 2 to 5 today. We'll be broadcasting live for the New Mexico State Fair.
We will.
It's going to be a good time.
Yes, we will.
Please come hang out with us. The State
Please.
Fair gets crazy, y'all. It just does.
It does. It's going to be so crazy. We're going to be sitting there by ourselves for a while. We might get sunburnt.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. Crazy.
It's all good. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Yeah.
Let the broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah. Static Radio.
Doing it right.
Are we?
Nope.
Of course, nowadays, if you want to do it right, I think you got to go retro. You got to bring something back.
Bring it back.
Should we try and bring Joey back?
Yeah.
Would people remember?
Maybe we should bring me back to Nashville.
I say all this because I'm reading the story. Scary Spice. That's Melanie Brown.
Yep.
Mel B.
She wants to reunite the 90s girl group Spice Girls. Not all the other members feel the same way, and I'm kind of happy about that. She told Ellen this last week, I'd love to do it. I'm going to make it happen one day. I'm hoping in the next year or two, when everyone's cleared the diary a little bit. I'm hoping.
I thought they got back together for a second.
They reunited for a performance at the 2012 London Olympics, their closing ceremony last August, but they haven't had a full-fledged tour. And I have to ask this question. Are we seeing too much old school?
Too much
and
throwback.
And not enough real, like, new movies.
New movies.
We got episodes 7, 8, and 9 coming out. I'm definitely not complaining about more Star Wars.
No, I'm excited about it.
But Mel B of the Spice Girls wants to reunite the Spice Girls. We saw NSYNC a couple weeks ago. We've seen the Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block. It seems like everybody is trying to reunite. And I can't tell if it's just because everyone's broke.
Maybe.
Or if we really want that.
People love nostalgia.
Static.
Good morning, Mateo. Speaking of retro, have you bumped into MC Apocrypha, DJ Apocrypha?
Dude.
No.
MC Apocrypha.
What is that?
Joey Belleville.
I have not. I have yet to do that, but I am now excited about it.
I do not believe he's ever heard said prank call either.
Nope.
You gotta introduce the two.
Okay. I'm going to have to dig that up.
Okay.
I will dig that up. Hey, wait. Before you go,
yep.
Did you happen to catch the interview that we did last week with Paul Young, author of The Shack?
Oh, not yet. I'll do it on podcast.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was wanting to hear your thoughts.
Well, I might have some thoughts, yes.
Okay, cool. All right, man. Thanks for the call. All right.
Bye.
Later. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I love old school Star Wars.
Yeah.
I really, really wanted to love episodes 1, 2, and 3.
We all did.
But it's like, if I follow it this way, if I don't look at it as Anakin's story, if I follow it as Obi-Wan Kenobi,
there you go.
Suddenly, everything is better, and it's worth watching more than once.
Truth.
That makes sense.
Dude, Ewan McGregor did a great job as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, man. We read the other day that Ewan McGregor has yet to have been reached out.
Yeah, but what would he do?
Well, I mean, wouldn't you like the ghost stuff?
I guess. Yeah, because they can't get Alec Guinness. Because he's no longer with us.
He has become one with the Force.
I don't know. Thanks for the call.
Not a problem. Hey, one really quick fun fact.
Yes.
About, I can't remember his name, but he played Luke Skywalker.
His name is Mark Hamill.
Thank you. In every instance, I meant to say cartoon.
Uh-huh.
And or video games and or movies that have all featured the Joker
as
like a voice actor has all been him.
Yep. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
He's a great Joker.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys have a good day.
Hey, you too.
505-338-3700. Talking about throwbacks.
I think it's because, you know, like it's
nostalgia.
It seems like the new stuff that comes out, it just doesn't. You know, you associate, like, a lot of stuff with your childhood, and childhood can be really special.
Do you think that's why comic book movies are doing so well? Because it's not...
Maybe so.
Avengers isn't necessarily a throwback. However, it's a throwback to me being a comic book nerd.
And it's
You're wearing
time.
An amazing Spider-Man t-shirt. I'm wearing an X-Men t-shirt this
it's
morning.
It's kind of like a...
Wow.
It's like the first time they ever did it, so we're like, wow!
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Static!
So, two things. First, DC Talk has yet to reunite for a show.
Oh, yeah. My friend.
Yeah.
You should probably keep...
No,
never mind.
No,
I can't say
you
anything.
Can't say that.
And the second thing, isn't Hayden Christensen just the greatest actor of all the Star Wars series?
Oh, of course. Of course, m'lady. Ugh. Thanks for the call. What was the worst for me is in Return of the Jedi, when they at the very end, when they all appeared, you know, as in their like ghost form or whatever, and they took out the original actor and put in Hayden Christensen as Anakin.
Oh.
That was lame, dude. It was so lame. Especially since they left Sir Alec Guinness like the way he was, and Yoda as old Yoda. Why? Why? Why?
Why? I didn't even notice.
Ah!
Didn't even notice. It. My favorite character in the Star Wars movies has always been R2-D2. And he was great in the prequels.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic
or serious. No, I'm serious.
Okay.
Woo!
Yeah, it's pretty
good. If you go back and watch those movies, he saves the day every time. I love R2-D2.
Mel B from the Spice Girls wants to reunite the Spice Girls.
Yes.
We've heard the DC Talk phone call. People want to see DC Talk reunited.
I'm just saying you should keep your eyes peeled, people.
Well, you've got Tate doing newsboy stuff.
Yeah.
You got Kevin Max back doing audio adrenaline stuff. Toby Max always been doing Toby Max stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
So obviously they're all around doing stuff right now.
You never know. You never know.
I almost feel like that would hinder them more because they're all busy doing things.
Man, I have mixed feelings about a DC Talk reunion.
Yeah?
Yeah, because depending on the way they did it, it could probably just be the final nail in the coffin for Christian music. Because that's like the pinnacle, you know?
Yeah.
It could be like, well, they got back together. Oh, I'm done. What's next? Oh, there's other music? Weird.
Static.
Oh, man. I love R2-D2 too. He's my favorite.
Yes. Thank you. We need to start a fan club.
Pretty sure there already is one.
That imitation you did of him a while ago, is my favorite one.
Thanks.
There you
awesome.
Go. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Look at that. See? Will you tell him he's doing a good job today? He was on the ground.
We're both from Mississippi, so maybe that's it.
Thank you so much for calling.
Mississippi Public Schools, everybody. Shout out.
That's what we do. Nothing.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
You are face down on the ground because you don't feel like you've been funny today.
Nope.
Look at that. Somebody just called in and said how wonderful
you are.
They're
from Mississippi.
Yeah. That kind
of
doesn't count.
Probably a relative of mine.
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything in flashback form that needs to reunite. I don't really know. When we're in Nashville,
yeah,
Striper's actually going to be doing StriperCon or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Nostalgia is a powerful thing.
It really is. I was dumbfounded at the cost of a ticket to this Striper
Fest.
That's
unbelievable. When you read that to me, I was like, what?
They're getting together in Nashville for this Striper Fest, and they're going to be playing the new record in its entirety and an exclusive acoustic show. And
meet
then,
and greet, blah, blah,
and then
blah.
A full-fledged rock show. And we were talking about, do we want to go? I mean,
because we're going to be around.
We're going to be in Nashville that weekend for the Uprising and... You know, maybe we should go. Maybe we should check it out. It is Striper. We are playing their new single.
Yeah.
Let me just see how $777 for a ticket?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Kind of that pressed the brakes on that little train.
Nostalgia has some power. I don't know that it has that much power.
Nostalgia is a double-edged sword. Because if you execute it correctly, it's awesome. But if you do one little thing wrong, then it's... over.
And people are like, DC Talk,
no!
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Just leave it in the past and look
just
for
let
something
it go,
new.
Because you're doing new stuff.
See, this is why I'm so concerned about Jurassic World.
You should be.
Because that was my favorite movie. And if it messes up, I was thinking about it this morning because I think about Jurassic Park way too much. It's not like I'm fixated on it. It's not like it's the pinnacle of my childhood.
Right. No, yeah, of course.
Not like that. Yeah. But I was like, gosh, if that movie's awful, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to just not go to movies anymore and be like, I remember movies.
Yeah.
1993.
That's how I'm feeling right now about my NFL season. I kind of feel like I'm taking a week off next week because the Buccaneers are playing the Patriots this next week. And so at least I know that it's not even going to be close enough for my heartache to be reunited again. With myself after the last 2 weeks of last second heartache, field goals. I know that at least Tom Brady will do me the service of manhandling
just
our defense by the second quarter so that there's no hope.
There will be no hope.
There, I hope so.
No hope.
I really hope that. I truly do.
Wow, that's
powerful. I don't want it to be a close game.
Oh,
it just hurts me too much.
You were so broken up yesterday, you poor guy.
I
felt
can't
bad.
Do it anymore.
I was giving him hugs and stuff. I was like, here's some chocolate. Would you like chocolate?
It hurts too much.
It hurts.
Oh, man.
You know what I hope we never have to relive?
What?
This show. This Monday.
You can relive it on podcast form at mystaticradio.com/morning. Yeah.
Woo!
Our podcast. What'd you learn today, buddy?
I learned that Swing and a miss. That's what today was. You can walk into a show on a Monday morning thinking, yeah, maybe I'll change the world today. And then you find out you can't, because some kid's already done it, inventing a wheel, reinventing some wheel for a scooter, making hundreds of thousands of dollars off of it.
Yep.
And then here you are at a radio station just trying to prove that you're better than the girl that used to be here. That's my life. That's what I learned. Oh, man. If you want to see other sides of the radio station, you should really follow us on Instagram.
You really should. I can't wait for that video to be posted. Check it out there.
And Twitter and Facebook, the whole nine yards.
I've also learned that constructive criticism can take a man down.
Yes, it can.
You should be very careful with it.
Constructive criticism can destroy a person. Be it through word form, be it through football form.
That was constructive. It was more deconstructive.
It will be constructive later. That's really what we have to remember.
Oh, mystaticradio.com/morning for the podcast. You can also hang out with us at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. Like us, even on our bad days.
Woo!
That's
Woo!
Right. I would like to finally note that 1 Corinthians 13 says love keeps no record of wrongdoing, so please disregard this Monday. We'll see you guys again tomorrow, unless you happen to be at the State Fair.
Yes.
2 to 5.
We'll see you there.
Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.